Good morning to everyone. I hope you are all doing well. During Jesus' ministry here on earth, there are many, many accounts of him healing various diseases and physical ailments. In Luke 17, there is the story of Jesus healing 10 men who were afflicted with the dreaded disease leprosy. Let me describe this story. Jesus was walking through Samaria, and he encountered 10 lepers. The 10 men asked that Jesus have mercy on them. Jesus said in verse 14, quote, "Go show yourself to the priests." And so it was that as they went, they were cleansed, they were healed. And one of them, when he saw that he was healed, returned, and with a loud voice glorified God and fell on his face at his feet, giving Jesus thanks. So Jesus answered and said, "Were there not 10 cleansed? But where are the 9? 10 were healed that day, brethren, but only one returned to give thanks to the healer." Friends, let's understand. Leprosy is a horrific disease, which at that time had no cure and was eventually fatal. Leprosy was a painful skin disease that over a period of years slowly rotted away the flesh. Leprosy was so contagious, a leper was ostracized from society. But only one of the 10 men who were healed of this dreaded disease of leprosy took the time, made the effort to come back to thank Jesus. 90% of those healed that day seemed to just go on their own way. Sadly, just one came back to give thanks. Brethren, there's a lesson here for us. When we go through a trial, I'm sure that we pray fervently for God's help on multiple occasions throughout the course of the adversity. But when the adversity passes, do we fervently pray and thank God for delivering us through the trial? Specifically, do we thank him for his help in proportion to the number of times we prayed for him to help us? Brethren, it is easy and natural to pray to God during rough times, and we should certainly do so. But sadly, it is not quite as natural to thank God after those rough times are over. I read a quote from someone one time that I think fits this situation. Listen to this quote. "For every one prayer that goes up to God in the days of prosperity, 10,000 go up in the time of adversity." Now, these numbers may be exaggerated for effect, but they do poignantly represent the problem of not being thankful. Brethren, let us never forget to thank God for his help, just as fervently as we prayed for the help. Amen.